I feel so happy. I feel very proud. Really special day. Very excited, and just looking forward, looking ahead, what is coming, and very, very excited.
Hop gonas.
We've been on a roll, especially away from home, bagging 9 wins out of our last 10 road trips. Confidence is sky high after the last 3-2 win in April, and we've kept clean sheets in 8 of those 10 games. Spurs have been shaky. A win, a draw, and a loss so far, and they're dealing with injuries. But let's focus on us. We might be without Rice. Odegaard is a doubt, but we've got Jesus possibly coming back, and that's huge. Sterling could make his debut, and what better way to introduce yourself than in a derby? Tottenham likes to play a high line, and that's where we'll hurt them. Havertz's movement has been sharp, and with Saka, Martinelli and Trossard running behind, we're primed to take advantage. Their goalkeeper, Vicario, not great at commanding his box, so expect us to test him from set pieces. This is the game where we remind them who runs, not London. Get ready for another classic. Bring on the derby. Arteta committing his future to Arsenal is a massive statement, not just from the club, but from the man himself. He walked into a mess in 2019, a club struggling for identity, drifting further away from the glory days of Arsene Wenger. But now, we're genuine title contenders. The numbers speak for themselves. 59% win rate in over 230 games, the highest in the club's history, even ahead of Wenger. That's not something you can brush aside. Arteta's impact goes beyond the result on paper. He's transformed the mentality, the style, and the culture of the club. The players believe in his vision. We believe in his vision. And now, by extending his stay, he's shown that he's in for the long haul. He's not just here for a quick fix. He's building something sustainable. But let's not kid ourselves. This extension comes with big expectations. We've seen the progress. FA Cup win. A team that's playing some of the best football in the league, but we haven't won the league yet. And with Pep Guardiola and Manchester City constantly raising the bar, Arteta knows the job ahead is massive. He's got to roll up his sleeves and go toe-to-toe with the best. The fans are ready for that next step. And we're not just talking about competing. We want to be lifting the Premier League trophy. The next phase is critical. Arteta has the tools now, great young talents like Saka, Odegaard and Saliba, mixed with experienced heads like Gabriel Jesus and Zinchenko. We've got depth and we've got ambition. We need consistency and ruthlessness now, especially in those high-stake games. Guardiola is not slowing down, but that's what is going to make this journey very exciting for us. Arteta has shown he can go up against him, but to surpass him, that's the real test. And that's what we're all hoping for in the next few years. It's that time again. The North London derby is upon us. The fixture never fails to deliver drama, and the stats back it up. Arsenal versus Tottenham is the fourth highest scoring game in Premier League history, with an average of nearly 3 goals per match. It's a rollercoaster of emotions for fans, especially with 24 penalties awarded in derby history, more than any other fixture in the league. Home advantage plays a big role. Arsenal have been unbeaten against Spurs in the Emirates since 2010. But when we cross North London, Tottenham has had the upper hand for years, though we've claimed 2 wins in the last 2 visits. Can we make it 3 in a row? We haven't done that since the late 80s, so history could be made. Tottenham tends to drop the ball when leading, with a record 45 points lost from winning positions against us, but we can't relax. They've taken the lead in 3 of the last 4 derby wins. One stat that stands out, it's been 16 years since we've seen a 90th-minute goal in the North London derby. Could this be the game for some last-minute madness? Arsenal fans will be hoping it happens. It's us celebrating at the final whistle. The upcoming North London derby will have its usual tension and excitement, but something new will catch the eye. Both Arsenal and Tottenham will be wearing their away kits. The Premier League ruled that Arsenal's 2024-25 home kit with its heavy use of white clashes with Tottenham's traditional colours, even after considering red shorts and socks. For the first time in recent derby history, Arsenal will wear their black Adidas away kit at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, aiming for a 3rd straight win there. This kit has already brought some luck, helping Arsenal secure a victory against Aston Villa. More than just a football strip, it symbolizes the club's deep connection with the African diaspora, a nod to the rich cultural heritage that influences Arsenal's identity on and off the pitch. Love and football have collided in the most beautiful way possible. Gunner Girl 1969 and Gunner Nation, two dedicated Arsenal supporters who found each other through Twitter, what we call X these days, recently tied the knot. Their love story is as heartwarming as a late Arsenal winner with a special touch that only true Gunners can appreciate. So Gunner Girl 1969 shared that she became a missus and took charge of the celebration in true Arsenal fashion, designing a custom cake and asking the DJ to play Not London Forever during the cake cutting. Not only did the song play, but she belted out the chorus as loud as possible, though the Spurs fans in attendance might not have appreciated it. The couple's shared love for Arsenal has brought them together, and they're hoping for a victory this Sunday to top off their perfect celebration. So let's rally around them, Gunners, and give them the recognition they deserve. Congratulations to the happy couple, and may your marriage be as thrilling, passionate, and unforgettable as an Arsenal match day.
That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the Gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!